Nationwide, the number of workers age 65 and up will likely go up 23% by 2022. And at the same time, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says a heavier focus on education rather than work means the number of young employees in the workforce is going down. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. He says as more Americans show an inclination to continue working later in life, government's a good place for people looking for a second or a third career. Hi there, Tim. Nice to talk to you.
Great to be on, Jared.
So I think one thing we do know about that working later in life trend is that more and more people are choosing to go into an entirely different career at that sort of midlife 50-plus point rather than just working at the same job into their 70s. Why is the government in particular a good fit for that, you know, second stage?
So I think there's several different reasons. I think one, Jared, is just a focus on mission. There are a lot of folks who have worked in the private or nonprofit sector now who are looking for a change of pace, and part of that change of pace is not only type of work that they're doing, but also looking for, you know, some additional ways to find meaning in their career as well. They've had a full and beneficial career, and now just looking for different ways to again give back and to contribute. So I think, you know, clearly we talk a lot about, you know, how mission is a driver for younger workers. We find that it's an equal driver for those who are a little bit more experienced as well. I think the second piece is, you know, government is actually looking for some critical skills regardless of what type of academic or work background. And some of those skills relate around, you know, managerial and leadership skills, and some of those are simply around critical thinking and communication. And again, if you've got more experienced workers, they generally have exhibited those in the types of jobs that they've already worked in the past. So I think, again, easy translation for them to pick up some of the other pieces of the job because they've got some of those critical skills that government's already looking for.
And back on the, you know, what's the government get out of this side? If I'm an agency manager, why should I not be concerned about the fact that I'm hiring someone who may only want to stick around for another few years before they, you know, retire for good?
Yeah, Jared, great question. I think clearly that's a concern from some agencies is if I hire somebody who's more experienced, they may only stick around for a few years. Quite frankly, Jared, that's the same issue you ought to be concerned about as an agency if you're hiring somebody straight out of college or university as well. Today's job market has changed dramatically. You can't expect somebody to come in and work for 30 years for the same organization. So, yes, it's a little bit of a concern for those who are more experienced and have had careers and are looking at a second or even a third career. But again, in conversations with those job seekers, what we found is that, by and large, their intent really isn't, I'm coming in for a year or two and then leaving. They are actually looking for some semblance of a second career, and by a second career or a third career, they're actually looking at a little bit of longevity to go along with that. And I'd make the argument that really your longevity with somebody who's a more experienced worker, if in fact you're actually hitting on what they're looking for, could in fact be just as long, if not longer, than finding a millennial.
I know you guys at the partnership helped launch a specific program in this area called Fed Experience a few years back to encourage more older Americans to apply for federal jobs. In that time, what have you seen in terms of specific agencies or even specific positions that seem to be a good fit for people going into a second career?
So, you know, where we see a lot of this happening, and I have to say, Jared, number one, it's probably not still happening to the extent that it needs to, and in part it isn't, because I think government's insular culture is still at play here, where typically, even for more experienced, advanced type of positions, government tends to look internal, either within its own agency or within government itself, before it actually looks external. And until kind of some of that internal thinking dissipates, it's going to be more difficult to bring in experienced workers from external. But I think ultimately what we are seeing is some agencies that are doing this, particularly around some of the more analytical types of positions and some of the managerial positions as well. A lot in the business fields that we're beginning to see, where people are saying we need folks with a really strong experience in business, even if it's in another sector, where they can come in and actually show us and think about things in a new, different way. Where you probably see at least right now is within the IT sector, and that's in large part because the IT sector is changing so quickly. I think there's a tendency to think that if you tend to hire younger, you're actually you're going to hire those with more recent and current experience. Mm.